We're going to begin today in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, and we will start with verse 1. We're talking about Jesus, and we're comparing what the Bible says about Jesus with what men have said about Jesus. So in this series of lessons, we're looking at some of those false views about Jesus. And so in Hebrews chapter 1, we find some very important teaching about Jesus, and I want to make sure that we spend plenty of time with Hebrews chapter 1 to see what the writer says in this passage about Jesus Christ. We've looked at John chapter 1 several times, and I would suppose that we have mentioned John chapter 1 verse 1 so many times that if you didn't have it memorized before, you probably know it by memory now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1 verse 1. Well, we're going to look today at Hebrews chapter 1, because here the writer is exalting Jesus Christ and describing who Jesus is, and in so doing, he tells us who Jesus is not. And we're going to review today, we're going to respond to a particular false teaching about Jesus Christ that we'll mention in just a few minutes. In the previous broadcast, we looked at the false teaching that Jesus is just a man. That is wrong, because Jesus was God as well as man. Today we're going to look at another false idea that will be refuted by this very passage that we're going to look at. So let's start in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So the contrast is between the way that God spoke in the Old Testament and the way that God speaks to man today. In the Old Testament, he spoke at various times and in diverse ways. He spoke by the prophets. But today, he speaks through his Son, through the New Testament that God has given to us, that Jesus, of course, died for. Now, after he makes that statement in verse 2, he begins to describe who Jesus is. First of all, he says, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Now, when he says heir of all things, that means everything, the whole creation, spiritual and material. He says also, by whom also he made the worlds. Not the world as a singular noun here, but worlds, to emphasize that Jesus was responsible for creating this entire universe, not just this earth, but the entire material order. So that alone tells us that Jesus has to be deity. He is God. Now, of course, John chapter 1 says the same thing. By him were all things made that were made. Here the Bible says that God made the worlds through or by Jesus Christ. But he goes on in verse 3. Now remember, what he's doing here is he is telling us about Jesus. What is the nature of Jesus? What is the nature of Christ? Well, the Bible tells us also in verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory. Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. And also in verse 3 he says, and the express image of his person. Now, when he says that Jesus is the express image of his, that is, the Father's person, he's saying that Jesus is of the same nature. He is of exactly the same essence or character as God the Father is. He is the express, the exact image. That doesn't mean a likeness now. When you see the word image there, don't think of a crude copy or just being like God. The idea there in that word is that Jesus is the very essence. He is of the same nature as God the Father. Well, that alone tells us then in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 that Jesus is deity. And upholding all things by the word of his power. So you see in verse 2, the Bible tells us that Jesus made this universe. In verse 3, he says that Jesus upholds all things by the word of his power. So Jesus not only created everything that you see, Jesus upholds or he sustains or maintains this physical universe. Now, the only one that can do that, of course, is God. You have to be deity to do that, either to create or to maintain this universe. Well, that's Jesus. Then the Bible tells us in verse 3, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So Jesus not only created all these things, the Bible tells us that he purged our sins, he died for our sins, and after he had died on the cross, he ascended back up into heaven, and he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, angels don't do that. Angels didn't do that. Angels are not in that position, because you're talking about an exalted position, because you're talking about having the essence or the character of deity itself. Now, let's get to what we're going to talk about today, because this is where the passage beginning in verse 4 and going all the way down through verse 8 really applies to our topic today. The false view of Jesus that we're considering today is the idea that Jesus is an angel. The idea that Jesus is not deity, that he's not part of the Trinity, but the teaching that Jesus Christ was and is an angel, a created being. That is not true. That is not in harmony with the Bible. That is contrary to the Bible, but it is a teaching that is out there today. Now, it is an old teaching. It is not new. It has been around for hundreds of years. And you can go back in church history and look at some of those views, which we don't have time to get into today, but I will mention that probably the most prominent group that believes this idea is the Jehovah's Witnesses group. They do not believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God in the sense that Jesus is deity. They believe, they teach that Jesus is an angel. That cannot be true, folks. It is not true. And in Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible specifically says that Jesus is far above the angels. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, let's begin reading here. Being made, that is, Jesus was made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now, some would look at that, of course, and try to defend that doctrine and say, well, that says that he was made better than the angels. It doesn't say that he is better than the angels. Well, you have to keep reading, though. Because before Jesus came to the world, he was far above the angels. And the Bible shows us that after he went back to heaven, he, of course, was far above the angels. And as far as being in the flesh is concerned, as a man, he took on him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. And in that sense, in the physical side of Jesus, Jesus' physical side was a little lower than the angels. That's what Hebrews chapter 2 tells us. But as far as his deity is concerned, he was always far, far above the angels. Jesus Christ is not an angel, and that's what we're about to see here. The Bible says in verse 5, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." Now those, of course, are prophecies of Jesus Christ. God made those prophecies in the Old Testament. And what the writer is saying here is that those prophecies were never made about, they were never said concerning any angel. Not only that, in verse 6 the Bible says, "And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him." So not only does the Bible say in verse 4 that Jesus is much better than the angels, the Bible tells us in verse 6 that the angels of God worship him. Now, according to the Bible, who is the only one that is to be worshiped? God. You have to be God, you have to be deity in order to be worshiped. The Bible specifically condemns worshiping any angel. You find, for instance, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 18, that the Bible directly mentions and specifically condemns the worshiping of angels. And not only that, You find in the book of Revelation that there were two times where the Apostle John fell down at the feet of an angel. And the last time this happened was in Revelation chapter 22. And I want you to notice now, listen very carefully, to Revelation chapter 22, verses 8 and 9. "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." So here we have John, an apostle, and he is in such awe of what he has seen and what he has heard in this book of all these grand visions that he falls down at the feet of this angel to worship that angel. And the angel said, "Don't do that. Do not worship me." So in Colossians 2 verse 18, the Bible says that it is a sin to worship angels. And in Revelation chapter 22 verses 8 and 9, the Bible says that an angel told John the apostle not to worship him, but to instead worship God. So God is the only one who is worthy of worship. So when the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 6 that the angels of God worship Jesus, that clearly proves to us that Jesus cannot be an angel. He must be deity. But there's more than that. He says also in verse 8, now notice with me very carefully what he says in verse 8. He's already said that Jesus is much better than the angels. He's already said that the angels worship Jesus, which shows that he is God. But we also find in verse 8 that the Bible directly and explicitly calls the Son, Jesus, God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. After he said in verse 7, "And of the angels," he says, "who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." In other words, angels are ministers of God. They are servants of God to do his will. But, in verse 8, "But unto the Son," he says, "thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." So what do we have here? We have a contrast between angels and Jesus. The Bible tells us that these angels are ministers of God. That is what God says about them in verse 7. But in verse 8, we find the Father saying to and about Jesus that he is God. Look at it again. "But unto the Son," there's no question about it, that has to be Jesus. "Unto the Son," he says, that is God is speaking to him and saying, "Thy throne, O God." The Father said that Jesus is God. He is deity, and no man has the right to say that he is an angel. Hebrews chapter 1 is one of the clearest sections in the Bible to show us that Jesus is not an angel.